On this Good Friday, we've listened to the beautiful rendition of St. John's Passion, which places us in one long trial. The central question of the entire gospel echoes loudly: is Jesus the King of the Jews, the Son of God? And Pilate asks directly. The chief priests have already answered it in their hearts. And we, as observers and participants, are left to answer the same question. The Jewish leaders want Jesus dead, but refuse to take responsibility themselves. They drag him to Pilate so the Romans will do the killing for them. And they don't even offer any real evidence. They reveal what's in their hearts when they say, shouting, "We have no king but Caesar." Yet Jesus responds not with defense, but by pointing that Annas and Pilate and then his followers, they know what he taught. And when Pilate asks him, "What have you done?" Jesus says, "His kingdom is not of this world's. If it were, his servants would fight. But alas, they do not." He points to those who have walked with him. Look to the witness of those who saw the signs and heard his words. He would point to us who have been listening to the word of God Sunday upon Sunday and heard and seen all of his marvels, all his miracles, all his "I am" statements, all these works that reveal the truth and the answer to that question: who is Jesus? He is truly the Son of the Father, the Bar Abba, the King whose throne is the world and now is becoming a cross. People reject him and declare their allegiance to Caesar, their enslaver. They want another Barabbas, an insurrectionist. This kingship of Jesus and his ensuing passion fulfills the Old Testament promise of the suffering servant, as we heard in the first reading. Jesus is, in fact, that servant foretold by Isaiah, despised and rejected, wounded for our transgressions. His wounds, which should disprove his kingship, actually become the very proof of it. The true trial is not in Pilate's courtroom. It's happening in our own hearts today. We have heard the same testimony, seen the signs that the very leaders ignored. Their choices are revealed. Judas betrays. The leaders of the Jews choose allegiance to Caesar. Peter denies in fear, but will later return in humility and faith. But contrast all of these responses with those who remained faithful, stood at the foot of the cross. Stabat Mater, juxta crucem. Mary, the mother of Jesus, the beloved disciple, John, and the faithful women stand at the foot of the cross, the true throne of the King, as if to say, "We believe." They do not run away. They do not deny. They simply remain standing in faith and love. From Jesus' pierced side flow water and blood and the birth of the church with those standing disciples. and the mother of Jesus. They are baptized in that water, confirmed and anointed in that blood. And that new spirit that breathes from his body last, they become the first members of that new creation. John bookends the Passion with gardens, the Garden of Gethsemane, and then the Garden of his tomb. God bookends the Bible with gardens, Eden, where humanity rejected God's kingship and death entered the world. Now we are before the Garden of the tomb, where the new Adam, obedient unto death, will rise and reopen the way to life, will sow the seeds of a new garden. And that question that began in Eden, did God really say, is answered once again for us on Calvary. Yes, God really said, you shall not eat of the tree in the center of the garden. But now that Jesus drinks the bitter fruit of this tree, we can eat the bread of everlasting life. His body, which is true bread, his blood, true drink. So today, brothers and sisters, that trial that started in the garden for Adam and Eve and Eve and continued throughout all of history and came to its pinnacle before Pilate involves each of us. We, in fact, are on the stand. We are asked, like Peter, are you his follower? And we are left in the silence of Good Friday and into Holy Saturday to answer that question in our hearts. Who is Jesus to me? Who is Jesus for me? Is he truly my king, or do I still prefer other rulers of this world, comfort, fear, my own plans? Or will I submit my heart, my life, to his kingship? Stand with those who choose Caesar or Barabbas, or stand with those at the foot of the cross, those that run to the garden. This is why the church gives us the silence of Good Friday, why this liturgy is so solemn. So use the silence of today and tomorrow to meditate prayerfully on your answer. As you behold the man, sit with Mary, stand with her at the foot of the cross, and let that water and blood speak to you. Ask Mary, that perfect icon of faith and obedience, to teach you her fiat. She stood beneath her crucified son and still believed when belief cost her everything. So if we say yes in our hearts that Jesus is the King today, then this cross is not the end, and this tomb is not closed forever. It in fact becomes the gate, and those who hear his voice will enter into that gate and come and go and find life, find gardens to pasture, where they will find living food that will lead to eternal life. So if we say yes, we will be found standing innocent and victorious with Jesus on the last day. Mother Mary, Queen Mary, Mother who stands at the foot of your crucified Son, enthroned on the cross, Mother of the King, pray for us. Amen.